back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a supposed blip in the controversy over the legislation pending in Congress, the hard infrastructure versus the soft infrastructure. Hard infrastructure, about a trillion, a little over $1 trillion, over 10 years. About a little over $100 billion a year, half of that already allocated from prior COVID money that was not spent. So really $50 billion, roughly 55 maybe, a year for 10 years. No-brainer. Passed the Senate with 19 Republican votes and all Democratic votes. Ready for a vote in the House. Progressives won't let it pass unless they're given the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure for childcare, Medicare expansion, tuition at community colleges, elder care, money to stand up to climate change, and so on. There's been a fight in the Democratic caucus over that. Manchin and Sinema and others have said, well, we're not going to do $3.5 trillion. The latest report over the weekend, remember, Biden suggested $2 trillion, which would accomplish a lot of the objectives. They've gone back and forth in that. Now, apparently, the word is it's $1.75 trillion, so that's 50% of the 3.5, but it's still a lot of money and a lot can get done. The fight now is over how it's paid for. Sinema won't reverse the Trump tax cuts. Sinema is obstructing that. Well, two little pieces of blip that came out, or two little blips, but I think it's pieces of blip because I'm deeply suspicious of Sinema and Manchin. And here's what they are. There were some people who say, oh, Sinema reverses herself on taxes. Now she will back more revenues from domestic corporations, global companies, high net worth individuals, and tax enforcement. And then there was just a little blip that seemed to say that Manchin would look favorably possibly on $1.75 billion and also would permit some kind of revenue enhancement. Now, a couple of things to keep in mind. We lose at least a trillion a year in simply non-payment. Fraud, yes, but simply non-payment. Because when you pay your income taxes, if you're like most people, myself and others, you're going to get a wage statement from somebody. And that will show either withheld taxes or what your income was, and that gets reported to the IRS. You can't really not pay it because their computer would kick that out and you'd get criminally prosecuted. But there are a lot of very wealthy people who make their money in the stock market, in bonds, in lending, and they do it through LLCs. Some of them can have 100 LLCs with names like American LLC, you know, Wisconsin LLC, that kind of thing. Very pleasing sounds. And one can own the other one. They're like, you know, a big fish gobbling a little fish, and a little fish gobbles a smaller fish, and they're all gobbling each other at the same time. And then tracing that back to who it was that set this thing up, they'll claim, well, my accountant said to do it. All right, go ahead and prosecute the LLC. It wasn't me. Over $1 trillion. Well, even at 3.5 trillion, 10% of that, so over 10 years, is $350 billion a year. At 1.75 trillion, it's $175 billion a year. If you recovered anything close to that trillion, all of this would be paid for. The Republicans are filibustering that, which is why we have to do it in budget reconciliation that only requires 50 votes instead of 60 votes. George W. Bush is the one who cut IRS staff, cut forensic audits, cut money, because they know their donors make money by stealing it, a lot of them, by not paying their taxes and wiggling out. And you can't just prosecute those cases where they prosecute you and me. They'd have to have a forensic accountant up there with all these documents and convince a jury that something wrong was done. And there'll be smooth talking lobbyists and experts and accountants on the other side will explain why that's legal. And then who knows what will happen. So we got to hire more IRS agents. We got to put more resources into enforcement. Moscow Mitch and the entire Republican caucus, including Mitt Romney to Ted Cruz, is filibustering that. So Sinema is now apparently willing to stick some of that back in. I mean, why did it wait so long? Are you kidding me? That's a no-brainer. If you asked a kindergarten class, should if people are fairly paying their taxes, should guys who aren't paying them have to pay them and have some consequence? They'd say, yeah. Really? Why did this take so long? And here's why I'm deeply suspicious. And I got to say this. Manchin, he was in the spat with Bernie Sanders. And he at one point said he would be comfortable with zero. He said those words on the soft infrastructure. The truth is that Manchin and Sinema have thrown their lot in with the Republican Party. Sinema is getting a lot of her contributions now from Republican donors, corporate donors. And now every senator, Democrat and Republican gets corporate donations. I'm not faulting that. But these are sources that are typically only Republican. And Manchin gets it in principal part from the energy industry, oil and gas and coal. So he is, in effect, filibustering, so to speak. He's a one-man filibuster. Anything having to do with converting power plants over to clean energy from coal, because his state makes that's their employment. And I get that. It's also employment in part of Pennsylvania and Kentucky. Any of that plan has to take into account those workers, making them whole, training them, making sure that they don't lose income from this. I get that 100%. But long term, we are going to go to clean energy, obviously. You already have GM saying by 2035, they're going to have all electric vehicles, no more gasoline vehicles. By 2035, that's only 14 years from now. That's only 14 years from now. So I am concerned, I got to tell you this, that all of this talk from Manchin Sinema about, we'll go down to 1.75, and yeah, now we'll let hire more IRS agents, is all a stall. It's all a stall. And one of the problems is Terry McAuliffe is on the ballot in Virginia first Tuesday in November, which is about a week away, a little over a week away. And he in the polls is very tight, and the public is getting the idea that the Democratic Party is the gang that can't shoot straight. We don't know what we're doing. We're not competent. We can't get any of this stuff through. That's why I don't trust Manchin Sinema. They're never going to agree, okay? Never going to agree. And that's why I think right now, if we have a prayer of keeping the majority in 2022, that hard infrastructure has got to pass immediately to show that we can bring some bacon home, stand by Biden, and then continue to fight on the other. And you can say, well, then they'll have no incentive to deal on that. Hey, guys, they're not dealing on it now. They're lying. Did that occur to you? That this is a fake. And what we will do is eventually pass the other what? Next June? After we've tanked some more in the polls? What happens if we never pass it and McCarthy becomes speaker? He will not let it come to the floor. And you'll say, oh, but 19 Republican senators voted. They're not going to do it. Why aren't they going to do it? They're going to wait till they think they're going to get a Republican president and give him the credit. This is dangerous stuff. Knock it off. Pass that thing. And Sinema Manchin, there have got to be consequences for what they're doing. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.